No, we're good. We don't need any more Phoebe Bridgie Angle or whatever the hell her name is. Good enough. It's Chris Earle. It's 6:09. It's Medford. It's WMFO. Blah, blah, blah. You know what it is. If you're listening, you know what it is. Ugh, almost 20 years I've been doing this, you know? This is Chris Earle, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO. Medford Tufts Freeform Radio! Exclamation point. Ugh, can we get that out of the way? Did we do the PSA? Yeah, whatever. So Friday Night Fights. Guess what? Friday Night Fights, but we're going to just wing it because I made a great show and then it didn't download. I left and didn't download on one, and on my backup one, don't have the cable, so we'll just be winging it. Or I'm just going to get the hell out of here and go for a walk, because I haven't done my walk today. Let's start out with AC/DC, Heat Seeker, WMFO, The No Name Show. All requests today. If you care to make a call, you can. It's 855-915. Well, you know it. Forget it. Here's AC/DC.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. It's AC/DC with a song about a dick. As most of their songs are. It's Chris Earle, it's hot. Wish I were at the beach, but here I am in Medford. Got a pool and a pond in Medford. Pond's good for you. Normally it's the Friday Night Fights, but my playlist is still sitting at home. It's done, it's great. I'm going to have it next week from my guest, Jim McDermott. And today I'm just going to wing it. I'm going to give you one or the other, and you pick one or the other. We'll start with AC/DC, Heat Seeker. You figure maybe the theme would be a song about the heat. But no, actually, Heat Seeker is from 1990, right?
Well, all I know is I love shooting this gun.
Well, let's try a song with a gun in it. How about that? I was going to put Filter in, Hey Man, Nice Shot. But that's from the 90s, too. How can you pick one song from the 90s and another song from the 90s? And it has nothing to do with the Friday Night Fights. That's why I have to build the playlist in advance. I can't DJ like this anymore. I'm 52 years old. Come on, people. What do you want for free? You get this for free. For free! Here I am giving you my all for 18 years. What do I get in return? Hogwash. Nothing. Nothing. All right, Heat Seeker, let's do another one about the heat, maybe. Oh, you know what? I saw that Beverly Hills Cop 4. It sucked. It was okay, you know. I saw almost all of it, almost all the way through, and it wasn't that good, you know. But the music was good, you know. You got Glenn Frey in there again. They open it up with the Glenn Frey, The Heat Is On. Good song. Wouldn't that be great if I played that right now? That would be fun. I don't think I'm going to, though. I'm going to play the Heat Miser instead. How's that? I don't know. You guys do you need to be reminded that it's hot out? Ah, who cares?
I'm Mr. Green Christmas. I'm Mr. Sun. I'm Mr. Heat Blister. I'm Mr. 101. I'm too much.
He's Mr. Green Christmas. He's Mr. Sun. He's Mr. Heat Blister. He's Mr. 101.
They call me Heat Miser. Whatever I touch starts to melt in my clutch.
He's too much.
Thank you. I never want to know a day that's under 60 degrees. I'd rather have it 80, 90, 100 degrees. Oh, some like it hot, but I like it really hot.
He's Mr. Green Christmas. He's Mr. Sun.
I'm too much.
Too much.
So it'd be like this. Do you like the Heat Miser or do you like AC/DC? That's how the Friday nights would go. I'm going to pick the Heat Miser for that one. That's how it goes. If you want to vote, call on in, send me a message. Here's Glenn Frey, as almost promised, from the Beverly Hills Cop original soundtrack.
The heat is on the street, inside your head, on every beat, and the beat's alive, deep inside. The pressure's high, just to stay. The heat is on.
darker side. Behind the doors, it's a wilder ride. Well, you can make or break, you can win or lose. Well, that's a chance you take when the heat's on.
That's The Heat Is On by the former Glenn Frey. Want fries with that? You know, I don't understand people. You know, 2024, I'm really getting tired of this. Like, everybody's driving like an ass. Like, there's like, things to slow you down. And there's traffic. There's, like, construction. And, like, this guy is, like, 6 inches from my car. He just got, like, right off the highway, 6 inches from the car. He zipped over. I'm in the not the passing lane, all the way over toward the corner, the exiting lane. So they have the yield. They're supposed to yield. You're supposed to yield when you come in now. No, not anymore. Everybody just barrel asses through. Here I come. I'm busy. Get out of my way. I'm busy. I'm on the phone. I'm making a phone call. Oh, my God. It's like you have to put on armor every time you leave now. It's crazy. It is absolutely crazy out there. And when the heat is on, how'd you like what I did there? When the heat is on, people get crazier. And I'm like, I'm just going to Medford. I'm already pissed off. I was having a good day. And I'm like, what is going on? What is going on with people? They don't know how to drive. Like, one person goes from the fourth lane to the third. The other one goes up to one to number two and back down to one. And then he takes an exit. Then he comes back an exit later. I'm like, what the hell is happening now? Yeah, I'm not going to do Friday night fights. I'm not going to do a this or that. I'm not going to do a vote for this because I don't feel like taking your votes, to be honest with you. How about that? How about I be a little asshole for a while to people? How about that? How about that? No, I'm going to be nice to you guys. I'm nice to you guys because you're my fans. You are a fan of the show. Believe it or not, you are a fan of the show. If you're listening, you're a fan of the show. Got news for you. You may have a problem with me every now and then, but got news for you. You're a fan of the show if you're listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle. And it's usually the Friday night fights on Friday. Now it's Time Travel with Chris Earle. Sometimes it's the big 80s. Other times it's the naughty 90s. I did the second in the 70s. I did all kinds of shows. I did a couple shows with Derek Gary, who I haven't talked to in like a year and a half now because he had a kid. Anyway, time goes on. Time goes on, man. You gotta do what you gotta do. And after this, I'm going for a big long walk because I didn't get my walk in today. I'd rather be out walking right now. I don't want to be doing this stupid radio show. Anyway, here's Swashbuckling in Brooklyn, the Fun Loving Criminals. Why? Because I want to play it. That's the only reason why.
Superhero, you're my superhero. Superhero. to sit him down, think things through. A swashbuckling in Brooklyn is all he wanna do. Now he was having problems like Batman without Robin. The city, the cops, the mob trying to stop him. He needed a sidekick, that's where I came in. Tell a story to the world, help him with his shit. We cruise down the river, patrolling the docks, delivering justice to 8 square blocks. Brooklyn was safe, nobody got shot. We used swords and daggers and kung fu whatnot. This kind of shit's a call and had no choice. Doing it for free like the Village Voice. This ends the first installment of my story. We was good at kicking ass, but bad with the glory.
That's the Fun Loving Criminals, Swashbuckling in Brooklyn. I was thinking about Judge Reinhold, who was in Beverly Hills Cop 4, and of course Beverly Hills Cop, and he was also in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, and he wore a pirate suit at one point. So I'm like, why not play Swashbuckling in Brooklyn? Swashbuckling in Brooklyn. That's how my mind works. I'm like, I'm already there. You're like, it's you know, the 6 degrees of separation with the Kevin Bacon. Like, people don't even know who Kevin Bacon is anymore. I'm talking in 2024, like, who is that? Who is Kevin Bacon? I have never heard of the band U2. Who are they? Who is that? What is that man doing? What are you doing? Are you eating? Oh, my God, he's eating in his car. Look at him. I'm going to videotape it. I'm going to send it to everybody. Do your thing, Internet. I was watching, like, some TikTok. I'm like, I don't watch TikTok, but like some friends will send me like a you know, they'll send me a TikTok video, and then all of a sudden the thing just starts going. In the background, I'm gonna put Pirates of the Caribbean by a couple of cellos. Here we go. You ready to listen to this? This is gonna be awesome. Well, hey, bitch. What was I talking about? Oh, this is too good. Should I talk over it? Yeah, I'm gonna talk over it. Maybe I won't. Too good. Too good to talk over. Arr, shiver me timbers. Where's your Buccaneers, partner? Right under my bucking hat. Arr, shiver me timbers, lassie. Walk the plank with ya. You know, pirates used to, like, rape and pillage. Now they just pillage, I think. Because it's 2024. I don't even know if you can say pirate anymore. Can you say pirate? Is that fair? Can you say cello? Can you say cello? Two cellos doing Pirates of the Caribbean. Or, if you're from the Caribbean, it's the Caribbean. Or can you... You could be like me and just be the I could care less a being, because that's where I am now in life. I could care less a being. I could care about lesbians. That almost sounds like that. But I could care less being. Should I run for president? It's a little too late. But with the picks we got, man, I'm going Jimmy Carter. He's 90. He's 99 years old, right? I think he can. He only did one term, so I think he can do it again, right? So, yeah, he's in hospice care. He's fast asleep, according to his grandson. By the time he gets out, he'll be 104 years old. Pretty good, right? He doesn't have to do anything. Just sleep, Jimmy. Just sleep. We'll all handle it from here. I'm really worried. Actually, I'm not. When you get to the point of not wearing anymore, you just don't care. You're just like, you have to wear your shield. That's what you got to do. You got to put on your armor. Got to put on your shield. Got to have a weapon. Got to get a good weapon. Just have it ready. Because somebody's going to come after you. Somebody's going to get you at one point in life. They're coming. Not as much as you might think, but they're coming one day. You know? People are worrying about the wrong things. A lot of buzz out there. A lot of buzz. So on TikTok, I saw this guy, and he was dressed up, of course, like a woman. Looked like he was about, I don't know, maybe 16, 17. He's taking off his eyelashes. He's doing his pits. He's trimming his nose. I'm like, why are people watching this? Why? Why? And everybody's, well, you were watching it. No, it was on another video. I turned it right off after about 17 seconds. I'm like, after I finished, I turned it off. How's that? How do you like that one, Medford?
Because of your clothing and your haircut, and because you're racist, I have imagined your face, my asking you questions you can't answer. You wanna box me? Our world works in a weird way. I've heard them say a man with the beard may frighten children or dogs, but a mustache scares me more. I know why you fight me. It's 'cause of your instincts and your canines, and 'cause I kicked you. I have a bone to pick. Please go on. Stop meowing. Man's best friend wags his tail and bares his teeth at the man with the mail. And no, he's frightened of thunder. He never goes to war.
Tell me what the circumstance of circumcision.
Need to use it, saith the Lord.
I know why I like you. It's 'cause of your sandals and your supper, and 'cause you're Jesus. I have a match. Your dad, my dad has your picture right next to your mother's. And one of Charo, son's name is Kevin, but I read in a book somewhere that his name is Jack.
Well. I guess that kind of fit in, didn't it? I didn't even know what the hell that was. It was Bare Naked Ladies with I Know. I was going to play Magic by the Cars, but then all of a sudden it messed up, and then I was going to click on the Pirates again, and then I Know, and hey, you know, it kind of fit in with the theme. I don't really like those Bare Naked Ladies. You know, they do that 1 week since you looked at me, blah, 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 blah. But hey, they were kind of on the money there. That's they were all about that tongue-in-cheek pop rock of 90s? Early 2000s? I think it's early 2000s. Yeah, early 2000s, I think, was the band Naked Ladies. I didn't ever like them, but whatever. You know what? Sometimes you have to do what you don't like, and I did that. Hopefully, you know, this other thing happened to me today. This was really weird. I'll tell you later. I want to play another song. I'm going to play the Flock of Seagulls, because I played a seagull earlier, and I'm like, yeah, you know what? I need more than one seagull. I need a flock of seagulls. That's what I need.
There's no way for a man to die.
Yeah, you're right, Ed. A parachute not opening, that's a way to die. Getting caught in the gears of a combine. Having your nuts bit off by a Laplander. That's the way I want to go.
Oh, Frank. Oh, this is terrible.
Don't you worry, Wilma. Your husband is going to be all right. Don't you worry about anything. Just think positively. Never let a doubt enter your mind.
He's right, Wilma. But I wouldn't wait until the last minute to fill out those organ donor cards.
What I'm trying to say is that, Wilma, as soon as Nordberg is better, he's welcome back at police squad.
Unless he's a drooling vegetable. But I think that's only common sense.
All right, we're stepping it up. We'll be right back. You listen to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's a no-name show, I guess. It's the Flock of Seagulls show with Chris Earle. It's known for the Friday night fights, but not tonight. Let's listen to some more Flock of Seagulls as we wind down the clock. I'll be here until 8 p.m. It's WMFO in Medford.
I walk along the avenue. I never thought I'd meet a girl like you. Meet a girl like you. With auburn hair and tawny eyes. The kind of eyes that hypnotize me through. Hypnotize me through. And I ran so far away.
There's the Cars. A great video from the 80s. Magic. He's like walking on the water. Everybody be like, what is he walking on the water for? That's sacrilegious. No, it was the 80s. We could do things like that and nobody had a problem. Wasn't a big deal. We went on to other things. We had more to do in our day than bitch, 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 bitch. I'm going to bitch a little bit. Why not? I dropped a glass frame. I dropped a glass frame yesterday and ended up going on the road. And I felt awful afterwards. and then they had to call and have it cleaned up. So if anybody got stuck in that glass that was on Route 38 yesterday, sorry about that. It fell out of my car. I was going to put a Tom Petty poster in it. It was a special frame. It was nice wood and nice glass. And it lasted all of about 5 minutes after I bought it. Oh, well. Sorry about that. But at least I'm creating jobs, people. That's what it's all about. Creating jobs. Let's twist by the pool. I'm going to do a few songs about the poo. Let's go in the poo. We used to call it the poo when we were kids. If I say the poo now, people's going to think it's either crap or I'm being racist. No, it's the pool. It's the pool minus an L. That's all it is. Cripes.
Twisted by the rules, and the twisted.
Cha-cha-cha. Not bad. That's the Dire Straits. They're always very serious, but not with that one. They must have just been drunk or something. They're like, hey, let's do that old Twistin' by the Pool song, and we'll throw it on a single. And that's what they did. That's what they did. That's just what people did back then in the 80s. They're just like, you know what? Let's do something fun. This has turned into a kind of 80s summer slash heat show slash me bitching Chris's helpful tip show. It's a little bit of everything. It's a little bit of everything. I'll be back next week with Jim McDermott. He'll be back, and we'll be doing the Friday Night Fights. As long as I can download it to my iPod here, which I created the show. It's a phenomenal show for next week. I added the 1950s and the aughts, the 2000s and up. So 1950s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and the aughts. And we will be doing it a different way. We will be playing three decades and then another three decades with a theme, like best song about a car or what have you. And then we're going to do two rounds of voting. And then we will still be able to vote who wins the best decade. And that'll be next week. This week, you're getting to listen to me, bitch, talk about the summer, talk about life, talk about things like that. And I think I'm going to play this one because, you know, everybody's like, hey, you know, he's bitching a lot. Maybe he's in trouble. Maybe he's in a dark place. You can't be in a dark place with Olivia and John. You just can't. Yippee. Yippee. Summer Nights. Wonder what she's doing now. Well, she's dead. Travolta's still alive.